Hi everyone. To celebrate the landmark of Sneak Cove having new artwork arriving this week, I want to thank you all by having a special sale on Sneak Cove Premium. For 3 months, you can join our supporters feed for $1.49. That's 70% off the normal price. You'll get access to ad-free listening, music tracks, and dozens of exclusive recordings. All you need to do is go to sneakcove.com/support and sign up. You can set up the feed in 2 taps. It's that easy. The sale is running for 1 week only, and I'm going to be reading out the names of all active supporters on the show next week. So please act quickly. Thank you all, and here is a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome to Sleep Cove, helping you have a good night's sleep. Sleep Cove episodes consist of sleep hypnosis, guided meditations, and sleep stories, and are designed to calm your mind and put you in a perfect relaxed state for sleep. I'm Christopher, and I'll be the voice you hear on Sleep Cove. Thanks to everyone who's been listening and reviewing the podcast. The reviews have been pouring in, and it's nice to see that the podcast is helping people sleep all over the world when it's only its 5th episode. Again, leaving reviews really helps promote the podcast to more people. So if this podcast is helping you, please review on social media. If you're using Spotify and can't leave a review, please follow my social media links in the episode details and leave a comment on there. I would love to hear from everyone and want to know what kind of episodes you like and would like to hear more of. In the last few days, I've created some reward tiers on my Patreon account, and if you would like to support the podcast, please follow the link in the show notes again. This recording is slightly different to the normal recordings I make and is more of a relaxing sleep story. Here is the letter sent to the President of the United States in 1855 by Chief Seattle when he was made an offer to sell the land of the Native Americans. This letter is deeply profound and gained relatively recent popularity in the environmental movement. I hope you find his wise words peaceful and relaxing as you fall asleep. Please do not listen to this or any hypnosis track whilst driving or operating heavy machinery. Make sure you listen to this track in a place where you can safely go to sleep. And let's begin. The President in Washington sends word that he wishes to buy our land. But how can you buy or sell the sky? The land, the idea is strange to us. If we do not own the freshness of the air and the sparkle of the water, how can you sell them? Every part of this earth is sacred to my people. Every shining pine needle, every humming insect, are all holy in the memory and experience of my people. We know the sap which courses through the trees, as we know the blood that courses through our veins. We are part of the earth, and it is part of us. The perfume flowers are our sisters, the bear, the deer, the great eagle. These are our brothers. The rocky crests, the juices in the meadow, the body heat of a pony and man all belong in the same family. The shining water that moves in the streams and rivers is not just water, but is the blood of our ancestors. If we sell you our land, you must remember that it is sacred. Each ghostly reflection in the clear waters of the lakes tells events and memories in the life of my people. The waters murmur in the voice of my father's father. The rivers are our brothers. They quench our thirst. They carry our canoes and feed our children. So you must give to the river the kindness you would give to any brother. If we sell you our land, remember that the air is precious to us, that the air shares its spirit with all the life it supports. The wind that gave our grandfather his first breath also receives his last sigh. The wind also gives our children the spirit of life. So if we sell you our land, you must keep it apart and sacred, as a place where man can go to taste the wind that is sweetened by the meadow flowers. Will you teach your children what we have taught our children? That the earth is our mother. What befalls the earth befalls all the sons of the earth. This we know. The earth does not belong to man. Man belongs to the earth. All things are connected, like the blood that unites us all. Man did not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand of it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself. One thing we know, our God is your God. The earth is precious to him, and to harm the earth is to heap contempt on its creator. Your destiny is a mystery to us. What will happen when the secret corners of the forest are heavy with the scent of many men, and the view of the ripe hills is blotted by talking wires? Where will the thicket be? Gone. Where will the eagles be? Gone. And what is to say goodbye to the swift pony and the hunt? The end of the living and the beginning of survival. When the last red man has vanished with his wilderness, and his memory is only the shadow of a cloud moving across the prairie, will these shores and forests still be here? Will there be any of the spirit of my people left? We love this earth as a newborn loves its mother's heartbeat. So if we sell you our land, love it as we have loved it. Care for it as we have cared for it. Hold your mind the memory of the land as it is when you receive it. Preserve the land for all children, and love it as God loves us all. As we are part of the land, you too are part of the land. The earth is precious to us. It is also precious to you. one thing we know. There is only one God. No man, be he red man or white man, can be apart. We are all brothers.